The next patient is Moises Serrano. The last name is S-E-R-R-A-N-O. The first name is Moises, M-O-I-S-E-S. This is the clinical case of a 62-year-old Hispanic male that is following the practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease stage 4, period. The patient has FSGS perihilar type, period. After the last visit, that was in August the 1st, 2023, the patient had a clinical picture of acute kidney stone. The patient was hospitalized in Plant City Baptist Hospital with sepsis associated to the hydronephrosis related to the acute kidney stone. The patient had a cystoscopy and retrograde and placement of the stent. The patient has an appointment for the reevaluation of the stent and further treatment at the Baptist Hospital this coming week, depending on the cardiac clearance that has been requested to his cardiologist, Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A. Number two, the patient has developed a significant infection that is localized in the middle phalange, a dorsal aspect of the second of the right hand. The culture is consistent with MRSA. We know that he is a carrier. He was treated with Bactrim by a physician in Bartow, B-A-R-T-O-W, Florida. With Bactrim. The patient was advised to stop this medication. The finger is better. The reason to stop the medication is to avoid further deterioration of the kidney function. We have to keep in mind that he is CKD stage 4. We are going to treat locally with the administration of mupirocin cream, 2%, take three times a day. Prescription was sent to the pharmacy. Number three, anemia related to CKD without further deterioration. Following number, arterial hypertension that is out of control. The patient has been on irbesartan and at this stage of kidney function, the lack of autoregulation deteriorates the kidney function. We are going to replace the administration of irbesartan by nifedipine 30 milligrams BOVID. The patient will continue on metoprolol and bumetanide. 1 milligram daily. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The patient is not taking the medication. He was suggested to take the atorvastatin, 40 milligrams every day, because the cholesterol is above 250 and the elevation of the LDL is above 150. Period. We're going to give an appointment in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. We spend 15 minutes reviewing all the data from the hospitalization and the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.